We're back on the Carolina Outdoors. Christopher, in the last segment, we were talking about the tree canopy of Charlotte and how wonderful it is to have these really, really old trees. But yes. People sometimes don't realize Charlotte's a really, really old town.
That's true. This year, we are turning 250.
Well, for guys that like the bright new shiny thingy, it's almost hard to believe we've got 250 years of history here.
Oh, I know, but we have so much history here in Charlotte, whether it's pre-Revolution, American Revolution, Civil War, World War I, World War II, any time after and in between. And there's an effort this year. It's called Charlotte 250, and it's put on by a collaboration, but led by the Charlotte Center City Partners. And with us today, Adam Rue, who is the Director of Communication for Charlotte Center City Partners, is joining us. Adam, thanks for being here.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Oh, certainly. We are excited that Charlotte is turning this milestone year, and I know that there's some events planned and one or two that have already happened. I guess to start off, how was the Star Spangled Spectacular that was on July 3rd?
It was wonderful. It was a great way to kick off CLT 250 to get everybody energized and excited about the way that we as a community are going to celebrate Charlotte's 250th anniversary over the course of the next year or so. We've got a fantastic group of partners that are all working together on this, led by Atrium Health, who's really stepped up in a big way to be the presenting sponsor. But the city is involved. There are a number of businesses. All of our community partners are really coming together to work collaboratively on this celebration, to recognize the past, understand our present as a community, and then imagine the future for what we want to be in the next 250 years.
Great. Well, that sounds fantastic. Now, for the listeners out there who may be in Charlotte, may be in the greater Carolinas, or might just be up and down the East Coast, can you give us a little bit of history on where the name Charlotte came from, where Mecklenburg came from, maybe how this little city, this big city, got started as a little one years ago?
Yeah, so Charlotte was founded as Charlottetown in honor of Her Majesty Queen Charlotte of Mecklenburg, and that founding date officially is December 3rd, 1768. And so December 3rd is the day that we are going to use to mark the anniversary officially. As many people know, this community really has started and grown with this spirit of independence, and that's a value that goes all the way back to Charlotte's founding. We built our courthouse here on spec, hoping that we would become the county seat and become an important community in this part of the state and in this part of the country. But we've had that spirit of independence and ingenuity really from the beginning. And we think as a community that there are values that really transcend Charlotte's history. Again, the independence, ingenuity, determination, collaboration, compassion, and resiliency. And those themes will carry through the celebration of CLT 250.
Well, Charlotte certainly has a great group of citizenship and great spirit, certainly from starting with the American Revolution, as you mentioned. And now I'm going to ask you a side question. Of course, part of our spirit is talking about the American Revolution and the MECDEC and the Mecklenburg Resolves. What is your opinion? What do you think about the Mecklenburg Declaration? What's the authenticity or what do you think about that?
Count me as a believer.
All right.
Being a native Charlottean, am fully invested in the Mecklenburg Resolves and MECDEC. And again, going back to that spirit of independence, it's something that I've seen certainly throughout my life as a Charlottean, and there are values that again sort of transcend generations here in this community.
Well, tell us about some of the events and milestones that we're going to see this next year.
Yeah, Don, we're really excited about a lot of the events over the course of the next year. The next big milestone will be National Night Out. That's Tuesday, August 7th. That's a really great partnership between the city and CMPD. Lots of neighborhood block parties and pop-up events in neighborhoods all across Mecklenburg County. We'll have CLT 250 celebrations in many neighborhoods across the city on that night. On the official anniversary date, December 3rd, we're going to celebrate with what we're calling Charlotte Takes the Cake Day. We'll have a lot of education about Charlotte's history, again, how we became a city, how we've grown and evolved and changed over the past 250 years. There will be celebrations at the square, at Trade and Tryon, throughout the libraries, throughout the public schools, and really we hope that is a day that everyone can pause for a moment and think about the values that this city was built on, reflect on our present, and then think about the type of city that we want to build for everyone in the next 250 years. We'll commemorate the CLT 250 celebration on the Thanksgiving Day Parade. That's a great celebration in our community, and we'll have a special CLT 250 component of the Novant Health Thanksgiving Day Parade in November. And then as we look toward the big finale next May, we're going to relaunch Charlotte Shout, which is a great community tradition. It's a food and music and arts and innovation festival. It's going to be a multi-day affair. We are really thrilled to be able to bring that back, think about how we can celebrate CLT 250 again across the city. We are currently cooking up some really exciting things for that. I can't share too much just yet, but I can tell you that it will be a showstopper, and we're really excited about that. Again, the grand finale in May of 2019.
Well, I certainly look forward to all the events that have been announced and will be announced. I know from just love of Charlotte history that in 1968, when we were celebrating the bicentennial of Charlotte, there were a number of events that were planned, plays that were performed. I think there was even a replica courthouse that was put up at Independence Square, the intersection of Trade and Tryon. And not necessarily saying that needs to be built this year, but it was an exact replica of, I think, the original courthouse that was here in Charlotte. It had a market below it where people could sell different produce, different things. So I'm really looking forward to what's coming, what's out there, and what's being planned. Charlotte certainly has a rich history. And, you know, one thing that I was thinking about in preparing for this with you, Adam, was George Washington came through on his southern tour of 1791, and he called Charlotte a very trifling place.
Trifling?
A trifling place.
Is that good or bad?
I think it was bad at that point, but I think if he came through again in 2018, which that would actually be pretty cool, I think he would see Charlotte as one of the country and the world's most premier cities, and certainly one of the most advanced, and certainly has changed a lot since he came through the first time.
No doubt. We certainly believe that, you know, Charlotte is such a dynamic city. We've got a great story to tell as a community about the type of place that we have been, the type of place we are, and importantly, the type of place that we envision for future generations. And I think as we go through the course of this CLT 250 celebration, one of the great things is that we're going to be able to weave all of that together. Some of the great history that you referenced, Christopher, you know, the way that we have celebrated in the past, I think we'll hearken back to some of that. We will have some really new, exciting things to unveil and share with the community. Intends for this to be a legacy project to start and finish things over the course of the next several months that look forward to the future and are things that future generations can reflect on and enjoy. And we really envision this as a community-led celebration, so there are many opportunities for people to get involved, you know, as a community, whether that's in their neighborhood, with their house of worship, with their business. All of the major institutions in Charlotte are going to play a role in this over the course of the next year.
Well, Charlotte 250, a celebration a year long of the founding of Charlotte 250 years ago next year, culminating again when? In May?
In May 2019, correct.
All right, so that'll be the grand finale, and off we go for another 250 years.
Ooh, another two.
That sounds great.
Well, it'll be hard to even imagine those kinds of things down the road, but it'll be back to the future at that point.
I suppose so. Maybe even some flying cars. Well, Adam, thank you for joining us today, and for all of those that have joined us on the air, on the podcast, around the country, around the globe. Thank you for tuning in. From the North Carolina Blackberry Festival, Barbara Armstrong, Patrick from Charlotte Canopy, and Adam Rue from Charlotte 250. Have a good one, and we'll be back.